Who's there? Guards? Guards? Huh. The guards must be on patrol. Whoever's there, show yourself. I don't need my guards to defend myself, and you would be wise to obey me. A human? Surprising. Humans aren't usually stealthy enough to sneak into such a well-fortified palace such as mine. Nor are they usually so foolish as to try. Who am I? What an absurd question to ask. You sneak into my palace and look right at me sitting upon my throne, and you claim that you don't know who I am? I am Desdemona, Vampire Queen of Morcia. And who, may I ask, are you? Why would you risk life and limb to enter my palace, only to stand before me with such a baffled expression? Exploring ruins? What is that supposed to mean? You'd have to be mad to think a palace as grand and well-maintained as this was abandoned. You watch your tongue. How dare you call the queen mad? I am perfectly sane. I'll have you thrown in the dungeons for your venomous words. Guards? Guards. Silence. I do have guards. Somewhere. Clearly, they must lack discipline to not remain within earshot, or to allow a human to wander into my throne room. But they're there. I know they are. I'll have to speak to the captain. He'll sort things out, I'm sure of it. Whip them back into shape. In the meantime, not a word of this to anyone. If you spread rumors that my palace guards are anything less than the very best of the best, I will have you executed for sedition. Me and what army? Are you trying to provoke me? I do have an army as well, you know. The Grand Royal Army of Morcia is one of the strongest forces in the world. And don't think I won't bring its entire might down on you if I must. I will not be made a fool of. No, nothing happened to it. It's still there. You keep speaking about my army, my palace, and my kingdom, as though they are no longer here, and it aggravates me to no end. The only thing that could bring an end to the kingdom of Morcia is an attack from the very underworld itself. And believe me, they tried. Oh yes, they did. As a vampire, I am technically undead. The Demon King claims that all undead are under his domain, although he rarely does much to enforce that claim. For the most part, he lets us run around and do as we please, while claiming that any chaos we sow are all part of his plan. Completely disrespectful. But when he saw how powerful my kingdom was, he became greedy. He announced that, since I was supposedly one of his subjects, that my kingdom belonged to him in its entirety. I basically told him he could guzzle a gallon of holy water for all I care. And so he declared war on me. The war was brutal but glorious. I still remember it all so clearly, even after all this time. It was, let's see, 1,200 years ago or so? Has it really been that long? How long have I... never mind. At any rate, they put up a decent fight. Why, they laid waste to nearly my whole kingdom before they reached the capital. Their siege was impressive, and eventually we had to open the gates and fight them, or starve to death. Yes, things were looking grim. Impossible, even. Some would say there was no possible way to win. But we turned things around. How? Well, let me see. We opened the gates, letting them into the courtyard. We had archers positioned all around to slaughter them as they swarmed in, but their mages were skilled with explosive magic. We'd clustered the archers too close together. Oh, but we had defensive fortifications, too. I was so proud of the ingenuity my soldiers showed in putting them up so quickly and skillfully. Of course, their hellhounds leapt right over the barriers. We hadn't accounted for that. But we weren't deterred. I gave the order to silence. The details don't matter. We won in the end. We killed every last one of those vile, disgusting demons and ushered in a glorious golden age for the kingdom. For the last 1,200 years, things have been perfect. Absolutely perfect. Just, never mind. I tire of this subject. I still know very little about you, intruder. What is your name? An odd name. You must come from some foreign land, then. No, you must be mistaken. That would be well within the borders of Marcia, and I have never heard of a village with that name before. I make it a point to know the names of every single settlement within my kingdom. Perhaps you meant north of the mountains, not south? I said you cannot be south of the mountains. You cannot be here to scavenge ruins, and you cannot claim that this land is ruled by someone else. None of that is true. You must be some sort of saboteur, sent here to toy with my mind and weaken my resolve. Who sent you? Lies. You will answer for your crimes. Guards. Fine, I'll do it myself. What? Do you think you're leaving? You won't escape so easily. I don't need my guards to restrain a weak human, after all. Don't struggle. I'm not some lazy, weak ruler who sits on her throne all day and relies on actual warriors to protect her. I'm powerful in my own right, especially thanks to my vampiric nature. Now that I have you in my grip, you won't be going anywhere. What will I do with you? I suppose that's a very good question. What indeed? There are so many options. I could kill you right this very second, utterly drain you of all your blood, or even just spill it all over the floor, although I don't relish the thought of wasting it. Of course, the dungeons are always an option. I could have you tortured and interrogated to find out what you know. But I think there's a better use for you. I've spoken highly of the state of my palace, the marble halls, the silk tapestries. It's some of the finest craftsmanship in the world, but such a luxurious castle requires a great deal of upkeep. You talk much about my palace as though it's merely a forgotten, dilapidated pile of rubble. Well, I think you need to take a closer look. A much much closer look. I will make you one of my servants and make sure you clean every single inch of my home. Perhaps then you'll develop a deeper appreciation for its beauty. You should have thought of that before you snuck in here and tried to undermine my rule. Did you truly think there would be no consequences to such a vile scheme? You are likely the most foolish human I have ever encountered. Even after I've caught you in your villainy, you still spout your lies. We both know that you didn't really think this place was abandoned. I forbid you from saying such things anymore, and I hope you can appreciate the situation you're in well enough to comply. At this moment, it is very, very important for you not to anger me further. No, the cleaning can wait for now. For the moment, you may kneel at my feet and ponder your actions, and what you might be able to do to stay in my good graces and my favor. And before you entertain any ill-advised ideas of escape, keep in mind that I don't plan to let you out of my sight. You'll be with me everywhere I go, and I with you. I don't trust you in the slightest. Besides, though I have many, many visitors every day who I can have conversations with, speaking with you is different. In a world where everything is absolutely perfect, you are volatile, unpredictable. It has been so long since I felt as though I didn't have complete control of everything around me. Not since... You bring up a lot of unpleasant thoughts as well, unfortunately. I am going to have to discipline you well. You have nobody to blame for that but yourself. Hopefully, by the time I am done with you, you will be well behaved enough to recognize that. I think I know what your first task will be. All this excitement has left me with a parched throat. Come here, and let me drink from you. Yes, your blood. What else could I possibly mean? I am a vampire, no matter how backwards or uneducated your home country is. Surely you know that vampires drink blood, don't you? Well then, don't just sit there, shivering on the floor. Stand and approach me. As if I would let you off so easily. No, I'm not going to drain you. I'm not going to drink enough to kill or turn you, just enough to slake my thirst for the time being. An ancient and powerful vampire like me does not need nearly as much blood to sustain myself as a newly turned fledgling, so never fear. Besides, I've had a meal recently, but there's no reason for me to suffer through thirst simply because I don't strictly need to survive. Well, every so often I go out and choose one of my subjects to drink from. It's just how I sustain myself. My citizens all understand that it's part of their civic duty to give me blood if I ask for it. We just call it a blood tax. They have not been very accommodating as of late, though. I am an understanding queen, and I realize that for someone inexperienced, there will be a certain amount of panic and struggling when I feed, but they have been taking it a bit far recently. Well, enough stalling. Hold still. You are surprisingly well behaved. It's a shame you have such poor quality blood. You do not take very good care of your body, do you? Oh well, it will do. There, that will do for now. If you are that accommodating with the rest of your duties, you might actually earn a place of honor here. Well, I did say I was understanding, didn't I? Whatever ill intent you may have had in store for me has been thwarted. You have a new life now, and I am not the sort to hold grudges. From now on, you will be judged on your actions, not your past. Indeed, if you humble yourself and accept your new position, there will be many opportunities for advancement. Why, I once had a chambermaid so dutiful and hardworking. I made her a duchess. Although that might be a rather lofty goal for you. Still, I would certainly encourage you to keep thoughts of grand rewards in the back of your mind. Well, that's just what it means to be a queen. I must be terrifying to my enemies, but beloved by my subjects. If you ever find yourself questioning your loyalty to me, just remember which side of me you'd rather see. Trust me, I can be much more frightening than I was earlier, if I so choose. For now, I will show you to your new quarters. Along the way, do feel free to take in the lovely tapestries and paintings. This kingdom has so many wonderful artists. They're responsible for every single work in this palace. Oh, it's been a while since I simply walked the halls. Sometimes I wish that everyone in the world could get a chance to see this. I am so proud of all of it. And here we are. The servants' quarters are in this tower. Just up the stair. Wait. Oh, it's... The stairway is just, Now, don't start this again. The stairs are most certainly not gone. Really, how could an entire staircase just crumble to dust overnight? Look, I can just walk right up. Actually, I've changed my mind. I told you I would be keeping you close, didn't I? Well, I meant it. You will stay with me in my chambers. Count yourself lucky. In fact, I think perhaps we should retire for the day immediately. Today has been exhausting. Mad Queen, Mad Queen, Mad Queen, Mad Queen. Please don't take me just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare with waving locks of violet hair, with ivory skin and locks of amethyst sea. Your smile is like a call from beyond. Your voice is soft graveyard whispers, and I cannot escape from you, Mad Queen.